One of the most influential photographers of all time has died. Henri Cartier-Bresson passed away at his home in southeastern France on Monday. He was 95 years old. Bresson was called the father of 35mm photography and the father of photojournalism. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports.
With the help of his camera, a quiet little Leica, Henri Cartier-Bresson made where he was always the right place at the right time, as he told NPR in 1979.
I enjoy shooting a picture, being present, and it's a way of saying yes, yes, yes. And there's no maybe. All the maybes you should go to the trash. Because it's the instant, it's a present, it's a moment, it's there. Yes, it's an affirmation.
It's the decisive moment, as he liked to call it, that moment when a soldier falls or a child's face turns smiling to a parade.
And you can't correct it. If you have to correct it, it's the next picture. Life is very fluid. Well, sometimes the picture's disappeared, and there's nothing you can do. You can't tell the person, oh, please smile again, do that gesture again. Life is once, forever.
Henri Cartier-Bresson refused to pose his subjects and used only natural light. That skill, or instinct, for finding decisive moments made Cartier-Bresson a star. He photographed many major events of the last century for Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, and Life magazine, where John Morris was his editor. Morris later headed Magnum, the prestigious photo agency that Cartier-Bresson co-founded in 1947. One image sticks in John Morris's mind.
My favorite is one that's not one of his favorites. It's a picture of a little boy proudly carrying a couple of bottles of wine home from the wine store. I just love that photograph.
Cartier-Bresson's own favorite picture showed a Parisian working man in silhouette, leaping over a puddle. His reflection freezes him between the cloudy gray water and the tall iron fence over his head.
My concern was catching the heartbeat of people. But I found life so full, even of nothingness, that I had to concentrate the camera only on what seemed exciting to me.
That's Cartier-Bresson from a documentary film made in the 1960s. He was born in 1908 to a wealthy family and found his way to photography through painting and sketching. Drafted by the French army in World War II, he was taken prisoner. He escaped in time to photograph the liberation of Paris. Cartier-Bresson went on to take powerful black-and-white photos of famous people. Marilyn Monroe, soft-faced in severe black. Picasso standing by a rumpled bed. Framed in his lens, they seemed at once iconic and everyday.
Because a camera is a weapon. It can be a psychoanalytical couch. It can be a warm kiss. It can be a sketchbook, the camera.
Cartier-Bresson returned to sketching after he retired from photography at the age of 75. John Morris says his paintings later in life received wide acclaim.
I said to him, Henri, if you're not careful, you're going down in history as a painter, not as a photographer. He replied with a postcard saying, I'm just a jack of all trades.
But Henri Cartier-Bresson told Morris a few weeks ago that he did not want to be remembered as either an artist or a photojournalist. He was a photographer. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.